Bear Nation, how we doing? This is your host, Rob Napoli, and you are tuning in to another episode of the Bear Necessities Podcast, a podcast where we sit down with entrepreneurs, ecosystem partners, and innovation folks to talk about what it takes to launch, create, and scale businesses across the world. Hey, y'all, how we doing? It is your host, Rob Napoli, and welcome back to the final episode of the year 2022. I wanted to come on here and, share kind of a few key lessons that I've had from running the podcast this year and some things to think about as we head into 2023. It's been a crazy year. 2022 has been a lot of fun. I've gone on a number of trips, got to go to Italy, spent some time in Mexico, in Greece, and had an amazing time getting back out and exploring and traveling and seeing old friends. And I think a lot of us miss that. And one of the things I love about travel is that it puts you in uncomfortable situations and conversations, right? Traveling causes problems, right? From flight delays to cancellations to this to that. And for many of you that are listening, you might have tried to go home for the holidays and had a flight canceled because of the storm of a generation, right? We had the huge storm, and sometimes it's unavoidable. And yes, it ruins, it can ruin it, but at the same point, you got to make do with what you got. And when you're traveling, sometimes you get stuck. Things don't go as planned, you lose luggage. And it's really important to breathe, to take a step back and learn from it. We cannot control a lot of things in our life, but the one thing we can control is how we respond to things. And we missed a connection on our way to Greece, and we're at the desk getting rebooked. And I vividly remember people getting really upset, yelling and screaming. And, you know, at the end of the day, those airline people that work on the airline can only do so much to help. And they took the brunt of issues that were beyond their control. And then you saw some people who handled it. Yes, they were upset and annoyed, but they handled it like a human. And I would venture to say they probably got better service. Just remember, you know, one of the big lessons is I've talked to hundreds of entrepreneurs this year, hundreds of founders, hundreds of business professionals from early stage companies through, you know, big time companies. And one of the biggest lessons that everyone has shared with me, and when you listen to, you know, what has made them successful, is their ability to control their emotions and control their reactions when things don't go well. Because life will hit you hard and things aren't going to be easy, especially as an entrepreneur, especially as a business owner. Things are not going to fucking go right. We can really only control how we react to situations. And that came through time and time again across the podcast. One of the other key lessons of 2022 is really this idea, the conversation around servant leadership and what that means, leading from the front. And a lot of business owners and founders and entrepreneurs don't always understand that they don't have to do everything. And it's really hard to give control. Really hard. And I've talked to a lot of founders on this podcast and off the podcast about their ability, or more honestly, their inability to give control, and how that caused friction and problems in the growth of their company. And this idea of servant leadership, and the fact that when you understand that you can't do everything and you're willing to lead from the front and bring in and give opportunity and trust to those around you to do the things that they are better at than you, good things will happen. So I really have loved to see this idea about how we can put the right people in positions to be successful around us and grow the business. And many founders who struggled to give control, when they finally did, they found the right people to put around them, and they gave them the ability to take control and own their areas of the business, things grew. Things scaled much faster for them. So don't be afraid to do that. And I think that the final key lesson that I learned from all the interviews this year on the podcast is we're closing in on 100 episodes. I think this will be 88, and we kick off next year with 89. So we'll be hitting 100 by the end of the quarter, which is really exciting to have done 100 episodes and talk to over 100 founders and ecosystem partners and people in this industry. Is that at the end of the day, you have to look in the mirror and stop blaming the failures of yourself on others. Many times, people, and this is more than just founders and entrepreneurs, but everybody does. Most people don't grow because they continue or they blame their failures on others. Well, this didn't happen, or that thing happened, and that made me not be able to do this. And granted, there's some validity in that, but at the end of the day, if you don't change, if you don't overcome, if you don't become comfortable with being uncomfortable and control how you respond, you're never going to grow. And we want to really get away from saying, I failed because of this, and saying, hey, I messed up, and this is what I need to do better. Because intrinsically, that flips your mindset to not make a mistake again. When you justify it by blaming others, you are releasing yourself of blame. And therefore, you're not teaching your brain and your body and yourself to not make that mistake again. So you're more likely to repeat that mistake versus when you say, I fail, and you take that on to yourself, your brain will learn from that and you will instinctively make those changes so that you grow and you don't make that mistake again. So those are kind of my three key lessons around controlling how you respond, servant leadership, and the way we look at failure. I think those three things are really, really important as we head into 2023, because this is that time of year where we're home, we're family, we're friends, we're catching up with people that we see once a year, and we're all talking about what's changed, what hasn't changed. We start comparing ourselves, and we get into this game of trying to benchmark your success against others, when at the end of the day, we cannot benchmark against others, but against ourselves. This time last year, how much have I grown? Where was I last year? Where am I this year? Everything that has happened to me in my life, and I fall into this trap, and I have, and I still do, where I look at others who have spent less time in the industry, but got a huge opportunity to go do something I would love to do, and making more money than me, and being at a bigger this, or having that success. And it's really easy for me to want to compare myself against them and compete, but I have to understand that everything that is happening in my life and in my career is happening when it was meant to happen to me through the choices that I've made or the lack of choices that I've made. It's important for us to not compare ourselves against others. Set an intention. Understand, how far did I grow this year? Looking at the positives in your life. Then if we set goals for next year, I'm not big on setting big goals, because we set these goals of I want to do this or I want to do that, and it's all in kind of a future tense, and we're not able to intrinsically go accomplish that versus I will. Instead of saying I will lose 50 pounds, I will lose 10 pounds by February 1st. And then it's I will lose 10 pounds by March 31st, right? Like setting those smaller, I will do this in the present and going and attacking that will really change the game in how you develop and scale. So remember, as we go into 2023, to set clear intentions. And there is, you know, I'm giving advice on this, but there are thousands of people that give advice. And you know, some people are like, oh, here's the 7 tips that you need to be successful. And it's always like, wake up at 5 a.m. If you're not a 5 a.m. person, that's bullshit. Like, do your thing. Like, anyone can be successful when you create a program and create a schedule and create things that work best for you. It's understanding what you're good at and what you're not. It's no secret that I talk a lot about, I have ADHD. And what this means is that I have a lot of great ideas, but I'm afraid to act on anything, or I fail to act on a lot of things. Understanding my brain and what works for me over the last 2 years, as I've run this business, when I ran Haptic Group, all the lessons I learned from that to now being a solopreneur with Rise Up. I've got a few great people on my team. Max and Nick. Max is my creative brand director. Nick is my producer of the podcast. Have been great, and then I've had some other great assistants and people who have helped on content creation and different things. But this, at the end of the day, it's kind of a more of a solopreneurship. And as I've learned how to better plan my days for me, and I use a lot of time blocking. I teach this all the time. I use a lot of time blocking. If it's not on my calendar, it doesn't happen. If somebody wants something done, it has to be on my calendar. It has to be there and built for me. One of the things that my wife and I actually implemented was a shared to-do list. And I can see that to-do list, it's bookmarked. And then what I can do is when I see what I need done and the data needs to be done, I put it right into my calendar. And I've been more successful at getting stuff done and crossing stuff off versus forgetting to do it and saying, oh, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. It's like, no, I put it on my calendar, I get it done, and it's there. Understanding what works best for you, if you're a morning person or an evening person, right? I'm a morning person. I love getting up early, starting my day, kicking things off. I'm more creative and popping in the morning. My wife is a night owl. By 9 o'clock, she comes alive and starts doing everything, right? It's understanding your brain, your kind of the way you work, and building that schedule on for you. So whether it's the 5 a.m. and no alcohol and doing this, or it's this methodology, or it's that coach, understand that when you're listening, find your tribe, find the one that really kind of associates with you, that links up with your ideology, your personality, your persona, your goals and motivations, and leverage that, and be okay saying that's not for me, or I don't believe in that, and be okay with creating a program and a philosophy that works best for you. There's a lot of people that live in this world that give advice. Take that with a grain of salt. Know what to listen to and what not, and make it work for you. Because a lot of people that give advice and call themselves experts, I say this all the time, but Zig Ziglar said it best. What is an expert? Breaking the word down into two parts: X, a form or something; a spurt, a waterspout. So it's somebody that talks about things in the past, not in the present or future. And understand that without being able to draw the correlation of the advice into putting it into intention and implementation, right? You have to, one, have intention. I will do this. Two, you have to implement it. You have to do it. So taking that advice without intention and implementation doesn't work. So we need to, in 2023, get better at having good intention, clear intention on what you want and what you want to accomplish. I will do this, right? I talk about setting those markers in the sand. You pick up a flag, you set it, you hit it, then you move it to the next one, right? Same way I talk about the weight loss thing. So say I'm gonna lose 60 pounds, I'm gonna lose 10 pounds by this day. I'm gonna go to that marker first, boom. Then I pick that out of the sand and put the next one and the next, so on and so forth. We need to set good intentions in 2023, and we need to implement. Nothing is going to happen unless we implement. And know that through setting intention and implementing, nothing's gonna go as planned. So we need to control how we respond. We need to be good servant leaders in our lives. And we need to stop blaming our failures on others. If we do those things well, and we're not going to be perfect, this is not a linear path. This is an up and down, continued pursuit of perfection that will never happen. But as long as you continue the pursuit of it and take one foot in front of the other, you'll grow. And that's how we run into 2023 with the right energy, the right attitude, and the right motivation, right? There's a lot of motivation out there, but it has to be inside. It's got to be done from you. Intention has got to beat in your heart. That intention and that fire, that intrinsic motivation to go be successful. You can use external motivation to help that fire roar, but it has to be done intrinsically. So I'm excited to see what you all will do in 2023 with the intention that you will set, the implementation that you'll put in, the practices that you want to get better at. I'm excited for 2023. There's going to be some big things happening. I've got some really cool opportunities and projects that I'll be working on that I can't wait to tell you all about when the time is right. We have some amazing guests coming on next year. Starting off, the first episode of the year is going to be with a friend of mine who I met through Walker McKay, Lindsay McMillian-Sturman, who we're going to talk about optimizing LinkedIn for success and how do we use LinkedIn as a human platform in 2023. We're going to talk with some amazing coaches about the impact health has on you and how to manage health and a career and balance. We've got amazing founders that are going to come on and talk about their journey and successes. We're going to talk about brand. We're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about sales strategies. I just came back from a meeting with the Move Ventures team, the company that acquired Happy Group. I'm now on the board for. We had our summit and we had an amazing 4 days in Guadalajara, Mexico, where we covered a lot of things. And I actually can't wait to have those guys back on the podcast, talk about lessons learned over a year of acquiring a business and growing, things that we struggled with and things that we're going to plan on growing on. So a lot of great things to look forward to next year. I'm hoping to also usually record a holiday episode with my twin, but we're actually going to be in Mexico in Cabo for my youngest brother's birthday, January 12th through the 20th. I'm actually officiating their wedding. I have the immense honor to officiate that wedding. I'm hoping to sit down with my twin and we're going to have a conversation and do an episode, which I'm really excited about. So lots of good things coming for the pod in 2023. If you're a listener, we have listeners in 73 countries. I want to take a second to just say thank you all. If you're still listening to this episode, thank you all for being a part of this journey. Thank you all for tuning in from 73 countries around the world. If you think you'd be a good fit for this podcast to talk about your journey or to talk about a very specific thing around entrepreneurship or growing a business, let me know. Reach out. If there's topics that you want to hear me record, there's things that you would love to hear more about, send me a message. You should all know how to get a hold of me, rob@riseupcoaching.co. Go to my website, robnapoli.com. It's got all my contact information. There's even a form that you can send me a message on. And let me know. Let me know if you want to come on. Let me know if you have somebody that should come on. Let me know if there's something you want to talk about or, you know, if there's ways that you want to collaborate. If there's things I can help you on, if you want to work with me as a consultant, et cetera, don't hesitate to reach out. I appreciate y'all for being a part of Bear Nation here in 2022. Thank you for being a part of year two at the pod. I'm excited to run into 2023 with year three of the podcast. More content, more conversations, continuing to provide value to you around the world as this thing continues to grow. I remember when it was getting like 10 downloads a week and now we're at 250 downloads a week. When it was just my family listening in to now having listeners in 73 countries. And that is not lost on me. I'm very appreciative. I appreciate y'all for being a part of Bear Nation. If you could, please, 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 before the end of the year, go to Apple, leave me a 5-star review or Spotify, super big. It'd be a tier one, unsubscribe, resubscribe. It actually helps all those things continue to grow up the charts as we continue to build this platform and this podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. I love you all. I hope you have a very happy, happy new year and that you step into 2023 with intention and implementation. Till next year, signing off one last time. Stay well and rise up. Bear Nation, thanks for listening to the Bear Necessities of Entrepreneurship. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review.